today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadhila. Despite over 55% of Namibians relying on social media for news and information, most political parties in the country lack a significant presence on these platforms. According to Round 9 of the Afrobarometer survey, this is concerning given the upcoming elections, as social media can be a valuable tool for parties to reach and communicate with their supporters. Local political analyst Dr. Ndumba Kamwanya weighs in on the matter.
Social media is an important campaign tool if it's utilized productively. Political parties need to adjust their social media campaigns so that they can capture some of the people that are getting their news from social media, more in particular the young people. The problem which parties make is they just want to dump any information about themselves, whether they attended a meeting. That is problematic because you need to tailor your message in terms of what you want to achieve with your target.
The Chamber of Mines has called for urgent policy reforms in the country's mining sector following Namibia's drop on the 2023 Fraser Institute annual survey of mining companies. Namibia's position on the overall investment attractiveness index fell by 3 points from 59 in 2022 to 56 in 2023. While on the continent, Namibia ranked 4th out of 22 African jurisdictions surveyed. Lauren Graham, chief economist at the Chamber of Mines of Namibia, explains what could have led to the decline.
There are a number of reasons. The indicator for the overall investment attractiveness, that was due to a decline in the best practice mineral index as well as the policy perception index. Regarding the best practices mineral perception index, Namibia declined on this index in comparison to last year, and this could be due to a relative improvement in other jurisdictions so that their mineral potential may have increased in comparison to Namibia.
The Minister of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform, Kalish Letvine, is attending the 10th World Water Forum under the theme Water for Shared Prosperity in Indonesia, Bali. The minister addressed the forum where he underscored Africa's commitment to water supply and sanitation, but on par with commitments to continental and global agreements.
There is, in fact, no lack of commitment. We have the 2008 Sharm el-Sheikh Declaration for Accelerating Achievement of Water and Sanitation Goals in Africa, signed by all African heads of state. We have the Africa Water Vision of 2025. We have the Ngor Declaration on Water Security and Sanitation. And we have subscribed to the SDGs, especially SDG 6. So I dare say there is no lack of commitment. There is a lack of implementation and there is a lack of correct priority setting.
Then a new opinion poll in South Africa shows that the party founded by former President Jacob Zuma, the Umkhonto weSizwe Party, will become the third largest party after the May 29 elections. The poll predicts that the African National Congress will win 43.4% of the national vote, the Democratic Alliance 18.6% and the MK 14.1%. However, SA's Constitutional Court has ruled that Jacob Zuma is not eligible to contest the elections for a seat in the National Assembly. Political analyst Asanda Ngoasheng told SATV News outlet Newsroom Africa that this was expected.
When the MK started, there was, you know, sadly, this idea that the MK was the ANC's problem and no one else in South Africa's democratic institutions had to do anything because it would be seen as interfering in ANC and MK politics. But I did say that, you know, they will have to intervene and the sooner the better, because we have a democracy that we need to protect, including from ensuring that the people who stand up for office are people who are upstanding citizens, are people who have the moral authority to be able to do that, because you don't want somebody to walk off from, you know, having been in power and corrupted that power and then come back and be president. We've seen this in Venezuela and it's had detrimental effects.
And the UK government is setting out multi-billion dollar compensation plans after an infected blood scandal. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has apologized on behalf of successive governments, which saw 30,000 people infected and around 3,000 deaths so far. A report by the Infected Blood Inquiry says doctors, the NHS and government were to blame for patients catching HIV and hepatitis while receiving care in the 1970s, 80s, and early 1990s. Liberal Democrat leader Sir Ed Davey says he wants to see criminal prosecutions.
What is also shocking, aside the scale of this scandal, is the scale of the cover-up. There must have been people who knew, and therefore, and were allowing this to continue, and they were lying to others, then they have to face justice.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.